I'm in Africa.
Hello, bonjour. This is Heather Maxwell broadcasting to you from Washington, D.C. This is VOA Africa. I've got a great program today. Amazing music from Cameroon, Nigeria, Ghana, Mali, Democratic Republic of Congo, Côte d'Ivoire, Jamaica, and Guinea. Also, an on-the-ground report about a hot Hausa hit in northern Nigeria from Abubakar Haruna Galandanchi. Kwame Ofori joins me in the second half of the hour to present our new Listener's Choice segment. And my featured artist for today is Ifani. A phone chat with him about his song called February. It is a tearjerker. We'll also hear from JB from Jomian and the Uklos, a Beninese band based in New York. For those listeners on radio, you can catch segments of this program on Facebook Live. So get on my page and hang out with me there. To listen to the live stream, go to voanews.com and search for Music Time in Africa under the Programs tab. If you want to participate in this show, right now you can send me a message on WhatsApp throughout the hour on this number, 1-202-203-4118. We'll be taking suggestions and comments regarding our listener's choice question. What is the best current Nigerian song and why? The number is 202-203-4118. So, let's kick it off now from Cameroon with Renice La Sosa.
Les hommes aiment les femmes à cause de la sauce. Je le mets dans la sauce, je tourne la sauce. Go, go, go.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You just heard La Sauce by Renice.
You're inside Music Time in Africa.
Itangilonga nyanyambiewe eme yaka Nengangonagangwe.
Yeah. Hey, hey, everybody. This is Heather. One of my Facebook friends, I'm sorry, I don't have his name right now, but he said, "Hi, Maxwell. I'm listening to your hot tunes here in Nigeria. In fact, you're making us proud. Keep it up. Good job. Please play for me Tangerine by Yemi Alade of Nigeria." You got it.
Shock you like Pammy. Yeah, yeah. Daddy, daddy, it'll make you want to spend all your money. Hey, yeah. Oh, see as my waist they go, now only you fit to make me draw. See as my waist they go, now only you fit to make me roll. Hey. Yeah, they walk, walk, yeah, they walk, walk.
I go chop you like Hungerema. Yo, 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 yo. My aroma, baby. You sweet like tangerine. If in a man, baby. Give it to me, kerewa, wa.
Kerewa, wa.
Kerewa, wa.
Kerewa, wa.
Kerewa, wa.
Kerewa, wa.
Now this your love is sweet like tangerine.
Baby, you go love me. Your love is sweet like tangerine. Baby, you go hug me. Your love is sweet like. Baby, baby, I go love you. Your love is sweet like tangerine. Baby, I go hug you, your love is sweet like. Baby, halle, 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 halle. I'm gonna go to the
That was Tangerine by you all know who, Yemi Alade. Now, George Mensah Britton sent me a request for this nice single from Ghana by duo Keche. It's called Kaidabi, which means remember. George says this slow classic jam will get you in a groovy mood and grows on you as you listen to it over and over again. All right, here's Kaidabi.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Let's kill Sam. Spend the cash.
Monica Kramia Untina, where you need back one shillings.
I want to. As I'm getting into Sammy, I don't know my commodore, I want to. Bonnie, when you found, and then I want a fair friend to boy. And for me, Bonnie, tell me, and I'm a team to fruit of the order. For me, from to Jimmy, and I'm a team to fruit of the order. Kaidebi, 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 I'm a team to fruit of the for me, Bonnie, tell me. Or the Kaidebi, 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 it's your top one training side. Or the Madame from Swati Minty, Mempa Mamma Man come, nobody don't call me. Bring it here, cause it belongs to me. Since you went out with the top coming, mini Fabo, I'll enjoy it. My baby, this thing that do we go kill me, yeah. Monica Krami, I want to know when you me back one share me sound. Or the Kaidebi, 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 let me think if you ever do, for me bonnie tell me. Or the Kaidebi, 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 Kaidebi,
na wo pia me figu meji odo wo de nka kai de bi se me di dia me jama wo di bi eh ti se me ka won se na me tire no so wo sie enfi na me yem e ba na san we so see the bench se wo ka mugu mu so kita atente ben boni bi na me ye ya feche the possible di da hi yenche ah fast day na wo se me se wo pe shu man to na me pocket in your cool. Bring an enemy to go to shre, or don't hold me more bona my bread, but that's the brain.
Hey yo, soundboard!
Or the Kaidebi, 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 Kaidebi,
okay, everybody, that was Kaidebi by Keche.
Music time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. That's what's up.
Why? But tell me where you're going.
What?
Why do we get them at my shop, Milan?
Them at my shop, you land.
Them at shop, Milan.
Now, we're going to listen to a report from Northern Nigeria, and it's reported by Abubakar Haruna Galandanchi, and he features an artist there who's got a great song in Hausa land called Shantu by Yakubu Adumu Abdullahi.
Hello, Dr. Maxwell. The song title Shantu was sung by the young writer Yakubu Adumu Abdullahi and was selected as bestseller among the three top hit songs in this month of July.
The album contains 16 tracks, but the best of them was Shantu, an all-house musical instrument beating on the lap, which hip hop sounds melodies, traditionally used by house women during matrimonial ceremonies. The creative genesis behind the song Shantu is to bring out the good image of Hausa people and their cultural heritage under the shining spotlight, more especially to denounce those who succeeded against the odds of the habit of arrogance, being proud of their teeming pants, which lure them to disrespect with utmost contempt. This has really prompted me to figure out this habit is quite unbecoming and improper.
Yeah.
Yakubu Adamu Abdullahi, a native of Jama'a local government from Kaduna State, narrated that during those successful 16 years he spent in Kano musical industry, he was lucky to attain celebrity status. That is why he urged his fellow musicians to try as much as they can to widen the scope of their intellect and wisdom by written songs that will foster love and unity among the citizenry of Nigeria and the whole world at large. He also urged his fans to make sure to tap his shoulder whenever he made mistakes in the course of entertaining them. This is Abubakar Haruna Galadenti for Music Time in Africa, Voice of America.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, back to the music. Here's Sidiki Jabate from Mali with Fais-moi Confiance.
Afro Jabate wa music. Baby, get an answer. Get a money, get an answer. Tu me fais confiance. Mais je te fais confiance. Quand nous la mettons, get an answer. Mon calendrier est là. Mon chéri n'a bisou bien. Il faut pas te fâcher. Je suis fou de toi. Okay.
ka ko bene wala wala
wala wala
ka ko bene gede gede kane gede gede
ko bene la joie
ka ko bene gene ya
gene ya
ka ko
Very nice. That was Sidiki Javate. Hey, you're with Heather Maxwell. We're going to hear one slamming tune from the Democratic Republic of Congo next. And after that, we hear from some artists, JB from Jomian and the Uklos, and the featured guest today, Ifani from South Africa. And also, there's our listener's choice segment with Kwame Ofori coming up too. So, without further ado, let's get to the music. Longombe with La Gola.
Ma bimbo mix. Elle me manque.
Mama.
J'ai soif d'elle.
Je suis très attiré par sa fraîcheur.
Yeah, yeah.
Elle a piqué mon cœur.
Elle m'a tué.
Bébé Saint-Tom.
Elle m'a piqué.
Bino kito kwata bola lite
la gola
la gola e
la fila
Molina Chaco
la gola
kuku toya
la gola
mama wiva
la fila
ay ay ay
la fila
Lili Mushi
gade
pas gade pas gade pas
ministre Toyota
gade pas gade pas
ambara de saint douin
gade pas gade pas gade pas
Sylvain Kinwa Pemba Ale Kululu
Awa Ale Kunda Martini Chamonda
Monda
Ale Mama Awa
Kiki Changani
Nana
Papi Seka
Awa Ale Kunda Martini
Chamonda Monda
Ale Mama Awa
Awa
Sandra Kazadi Okrate Kratenga Papi Moto Rodo Jufan Noir Moyana Bouche
Semina Kirel Machando Kyo
La Kida Martini
Claudine Matadi Petinanga junior ambrui ambruya bango batengama
amutima e
leka petinanga yo penzane ya we makambongo
sawala
na numa se se
Right, that was wonderful. La Gola by Awilo Longombe from his 2013 CD, Superman. Now, I caught up with JB, James Brown, from Jomian and the Uklos on the phone recently.
The Ninis community is going to have the chance to have live music during the celebration of the Independence Day of our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be in New York City. And that day, we're going to really, really enjoy that manifestation because the president of the Alliance of the Beninese Community is an artist. Actually, he's a dancer, he's an artist. So he knows how to put things together for that day to be,
really wonderful.
A great day.
JB, and that song is Sonayon from his 2009 album. We wish you the best of luck, JB and Jomian and the Uklos, and anyone who's in New York City, if you're around next weekend, get out there and see him. All right, we're going to cut to some more music. This is Keneso by Charlotte Dipanda from Cameroon.
Bon, au racine, tu veux quoi? Ea heye buna benge a o. Ea ea heye buna benge.
Fall. Yes, that was Kenesso, or it means Aller de l'Avant in French, by Charlotte Dipanda from Cameroon. Now, Dewa Fabrice Te, on my Facebook page, a friend says, hello, Madame, Mademoiselle Heather. Can you please play me On Va Gérer by Mr. Leo of Cameroon this Sunday? All right, you got it. Here it is. On Va Gérer. We'll manage.
We did it again, yeah. Salatel on the beats again, yeah. Mr. Leo in the flow. Ale, ale. If you say business, don't for the pay. Now for Yahweh. If you carry belly, my sister, I beg no throw. I know say no easy, mais on va gérer. Mon baby, no easy, mais on va gérer. Jamais non, ne lâche pas. Girl, I know go lie. Say now you be the one way I want to make my wife. Si je te dis que je t'aime de l'autre, tous tes problèmes sont les miennes. Si le monde te rejette, deviens mon bébé, je te tiens. Si y a la job pour un, il y a la job pour tous. Même si c'est un bout de pain, on partage entre nous. Et puis s'abuser sans fatigue. See the love way I get it for you, it no go die. Si je te dis que je t'aime de l'autre, tous tes problèmes sont les miennes. Si le monde te rejette, deviens mon bébé, je te tiens. Si y a la job pour un, il y a la job pour tous. Même si c'est un bout de pain, on partage entre nous. Et puis s'abuser sans faire des paix, bien voyager.
Allez, 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 maman, allez, 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 maman, on va gérer.
partage entre nous.
All right, that was Mr. Leo with On Va Gérer.
Hey, this guy.
Now, let's listen to my interview with one of South Africa's most creative hip-hop rap artists. In 2014, he won Best Rap Album at the South African Music Awards. His name, Ifani. And now he's rolling out his follow-up album called I Believes in Me Second Quadrant. The previous one that earned him the Sama Award was I Believes in Me First Quadrant. The album is finished, but he's just begun the process of presenting each song one by one with a music video. So, the song is February. It's currently in the social media spotlight. On Twitter, you can read Ifani doling out bits of lyrics to his song and little pictures here and there and other comments. It's a beautiful, kind of a haunting song. And so I called Ifani at his home in Jozi to meet him and find out more about this wonderful song, February.
Yeah, but yeah.
Hello, Ifani?
Yes.
Hello, it's Heather Maxwell.
Hello, Heather.
Hi. How are you doing?
How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good.
Yes, it's not too late for you, huh? I'm calling a little bit late.
No, Heather, we artists, you know, we stay up. We are forever.
Well, so I was really taken with your song February. So first of all, can you tell me your full name?
Mm-hmm. It means Ndondele Lipoutina.
That's beautiful.
Thank you very much. It means perseverance. The one who perseveres is called Ndondele. If you're that guy that perseveres the most, they call you Ndondele. Quite a rare name, though.
Is it?
Yeah, there's not many people with this name. I'm sure there's like three of us in the country or so.
Can you tell me about the song? It sounds like a story. It's very touching. February, is it a true story based on your experience?
Yeah, it's based on a real experience. Many years ago, I fell in love, super, super, super deep in love. And I had never felt such a thing before, you know? And at the time, I had just graduated and I was working for a company. So I was working towards becoming an engineer. And at that time, I had just tried the music thing and it didn't work. So that's why I was doing the work thing, you know, working towards being an engineer, because my music thing didn't quite work. But I tried the music thing for a couple of months. Before then, I had just graduated, like I had said. I graduated and then I left because I was supposed to do my PhD. But I asked them for a time out. I was like, yo, guys, I've been studying all my life.
Right.
You know, I need some time out. You know, I don't even understand myself. And I have some questions right now. You know, I just enjoyed having fun. For the first time, like I had a bunch of friends for the first time in my whole life. You know, I'd never experienced that before.
How old were you around that time? Are we talking like 20?
Oh, yes, like 20, 21.
So you were socially awkward.
Yes, I was a geek. So I was that guy, you know, and I was always told, you know, this is where my happiness lies and all these marks being that guy. So I always enjoyed it. But now something was just not clicking within my soul. I was like, something is missing here. I'm getting all these great marks and I'm getting all these bursaries and scholarships, but I feel like something is missing. So I asked them for a break. So they were like, okay, fine, take 6 months. You know, come back and tell us what you want to do. So in that 6 months, I wrote poetry. And then I met this guy who was into music. And then I tried to help him get his music, you know, up. Because I had software. I was an engineer. And I had
see.
Software. Yeah, so I tried to help him record and I could cut beats, you know, and make beats. So I was like a producer type thing. So while making beats for him, I ended up rapping myself, you know, like reciting my poem. And then it kind of took off from there. And then I tried to get my music out. It just bummed out. So I went into work because my girlfriend got tired of it. I was like, you know, you're too intelligent to be sitting here doing nothing. So she was like, you know, she put up a CV together and then she handed it over online. And then I got a call saying, yo, interview. I went there. I got the job. So here I was now doing this job thing. And then I meet this girl and I fall deeply in love. like she was like the answer to everything.
Uzofika nini February sele kusele intsuke zingapi ebusuku andilali ngathi xesha aliyambi uzofika nini February awo uzofika nini February awo uzofika nini February andikwazi kulinda uthi naye kuma kakhulu ndishiya. I'm telling her that I need to be there. She's telling me that I need to be here. Kuthenga ngonolinda kuthenga ngonocinga if I only funi olusana zalugcina. She's telling me that I am not ready cause it's telling ngathi kulula ukukhulisa umntana ndise hotel ndikhangela iroom ndise roomini ndikhangela iphone sefowunini ndikhangela uthando ndisemathandweni ndikhangela ubomi kuthi akazukwazi ukundilinda nje ndibuye ndizobuya obubomi bese nabo bungekho
Hey guys, this is Heather, and you're listening to my conversation with Ifani. He's describing the true story, his own personal story behind the song February.
You know, like all my confusion just disappeared.
Wow.
Like I felt like my life is made.
Wow.
You know, I felt like this is that thing I've been looking for. Like I knew something was missing in me, and every time I was with her, I was just complete. So I was like taken back by this.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told me that she wasn't going to be able to have kids, you know. She had this thing diagnosed since she was 13 years old, so she can't really bear children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, in that case, since we don't have much money to buy these condoms, why the hell are we even buying them? She was like, okay. I hear you.
Right.
Okay, let's just go, you know.
Right.
So we just went. And went. Now life is just fun. We're driving over to PE where I grew up. I'm showing her to my parents. We come back. And then she starts acting awkward. I'm like, what the hell is happening? She says she wants to check pregnancy. But I'm like, but that's impossible.
Right.
So like, I know that's impossible, but I don't know how else to explain this. I feel weird. So okay. I went to the, you know, pharmacy, got the test, got three, mm-hmm. just to make sure. She used them, and then they came out, and they were positive. All three.
How is that possible? Was she not telling you the truth?
She was telling me the truth. She was just as shocked. But I saw it as a miracle because here I was experiencing the best time of my life. And this person that I'm so in love with, whom I was just falling in love, I was like, I don't care whether you're ever going to have kids or not.
Wow.
You know, this is enough for me.
That's
and
good.
Here she is now pregnant. So can you understand how... To me, it felt like this was it.
Yeah. Almost like God had just changed everything so that she could have the baby.
She could have the baby now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm excited, and I'm in love, and I wanted nothing more than to be with this person. So I was like, I am done here. You know, she's like, you can have this baby. Listen, I will work. I will do whatever is needed because I don't ever want to leave. Yeah. Like, yeah, I am done. But then she was like, yeah, but you don't understand. And plus, I have to leave soon because she was an exchange student.
Oh.
So she had to leave the country.
Oh.
So I was like, listen, I don't care. I will follow you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just have the baby. I will wrap up whatever I'm doing here. I'll come. Wait, even if you don't want me to wrap up, I'll just go. You know, it's not like I'm not an intelligent kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I know myself. Yeah, I know I trust myself. Anything, I can learn it quick. I could even start from working at the garage. I don't care. Like, put me to the test.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, you have so much going on here in the country. People love you, and I feel like you're so talented with all this work you're doing. I don't feel like you need to be throwing all that away for a baby from
Whoa.
Someone who just came for a young vacation. You know, I was just here as an exchange student. You can't throw your life away like this. But I was like, it does not matter.
Oh.
So while we were having this conversation going back and forth,
mm-hmm.
I had to go to Joburg for a test that I had to write for my engineering stuff. So every night when I come back, I would run, get some airtime, and then start calling her, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd pick up the conversation again. Like, listen, I'm really done, you know? Mm-hmm. And she'd be like, listen, look at where you are now. You are training to become an engineer. This is something you've always wanted. I'm sure people always wanted you to be an engineer, and you want to be great. Like, don't worry about this. You're going to meet so many more girls. I'm like, listen, I don't care. But the whole time I'm thinking, why can't it just be February so that while we're still going back and forth, the baby will just be born.
Oh.
Because the baby was due in February.
Oh.
You know, so every time before I would sleep, I would like, yes, because we're not agreeing. And I'd be like, why can't it just be February? And then we don't even have to agree. The baby will be here and she will feed for herself. You know? So that was like the struggle. And then by the time, like a day before I came, like on the day when I was coming back to Cape Town to be with her again, she terminated.
Oh.
Because she felt like if I came, I would convince her not to.
So you arrived there and it was done.
It was done.
She's like, Baba Kudala Samila, my seat is a baby. Atigums on the Lelikau Leza, is a penny air time. Glass when we are Vuga, Nalibali Ebusanu Yabala, Baba, imagine Ukupasa Quako, La Cosia Gomso. Ungai engineer for SAP and Ungane Moto. The Aguazia's tandy moto. Glass when you pee with Mod. Lomdana Uzayo, Baba Kumon, and the Velendom Kupa Gomso.
Wait. Dao. Uzofika nini February? Sele kusele insuku singapi. Ebusuku andilali ngathi xesha aliyambi. Uzofika nini February?
Well, so that's Ifani explaining the meaning behind his song February. Very touching indeed. Now, he also is in the works for the music video, which should come out in September for that song and more. So stay tuned for that. Now, it's time for an update with Kwame Ofori on Listener's Choice. Now, that's our new segment that brings you into the mix.
Lega. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Kwame.
Heather, how are you?
I'm good.
I can see you're having fun in here all by yourself.
I know. Mm-hmm. Well, so this has been an exciting week for us, hasn't it?
It has. It has. With Listener's Choice and the reviews and people hitting us up on WhatsApp and all other social media platforms. It's been going well.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. We have our WhatsApp number now.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so it is, for everyone who doesn't live in the U.S., it's 1-202-203-4118.
Yes, and we've been having some interaction on there. People have been reaching out and telling us about who their what their favorite current Nigerian music is. That was a question.
Yes.
And the first one I'm going to read out is from Mohammed Tijani in Nigeria. And he says his favorite current Nigerian song is Kukere by Inyanya. Mm-hmm. And then we have another person, Issa Mohammed Bangura. Mm-hmm. He's also from Sierra Leone. And he says his favorite song is Black is Beautiful by Flavor. Now, the interesting thing is it looks like Flavor is racking up some, you know.
Oh, really?
Some traction. Yes, really. So the third person that I'm going to mention, I'm not going to mention every person.
Right.
You know, the third person we have here is Gal Fidel Philip, who is from Rwanda.
Okay.
And then he says his favorite current Nigerian song is Shake, also by Flavor.
Oh,
so it looks like Flavor is, you know,
oh,
pushing it out there.
And he's from Rwanda. He's not even from Nigeria.
There you go. He's from Rwanda. Mm-hmm. And Issa is from Sierra Leone.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it looks like Flavor has a lot of fans from around the continent. You
That's
know?
Great. I also received some nominations from okay. people on my Facebook page.
Yes.
But I cannot pull that up right now for some reason. Mm-hmm. So I can't announce those.
Right.
But there are several, and they are more than just flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So there are other ones. But we're going to continue to accept these nominations for the song. And just to repeat, mm-hmm. the question we're throwing out to you all is, what is your favorite current song and why?
From Nigeria.
From Nigeria.
Yes.
Make sure that you know, hit us up on that, because next week when we do the show, we're going to present the winner.
Yeah.
And we're going to decide that based on the number of votes of
yes.
the same song, and also we're going to use our discretion.
Yes, yes.
That enters into it.
And would you like to tell them the hashtag they can use on Facebook and Twitter?
Yes, the hashtag is Listener's Choice VOA.
Yes, and then the WhatsApp number is, that's the US code 1-202-203-4118.
And Twitter, the handle is at Music Time Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Kwame. So make sure, everybody, that you respond, because it's going to be fun, and we already have a lot of responses, but we want to know from you what you love, and we want to start playing that in our playlist, you know, so you get to choose. And every 2 weeks, we're going to throw out a new question, so there'll be a constant you in the mix. All right. This is Heather Maxwell, everybody. Music Time in Africa. We're getting close to the end of the show for this week. But I want to bring one more song to you from Jamaica. And this is a brand new album by the group called Raging Fire. The album is called Everlasting. And this is Live Your Life.
Some obstacles, and I'm so, yeah, keeping them from letting go. But just as soon as you go out in the living, you realize support don't leak up from the spirit within, yeah. It's in your mind, your heart, you dig deep in yourself. Only then you realize your own true wealth. Never give up, never give in. Can't find yourself from what happiness life brings you, yes. Let go of your insecurities and just lively up yourself. Oh, you got to know yourself, the royalty, and lively up yourself.
So just live your life, your life. All we are deal with is awful vibes. Live your life, your life.
No have no money, everything alright.
So give thanks for life, for life. Oh, what a joy it is to be alive. So just live your life, your life. Yeah, just go and live your life. Life get to your brain, and the more things change, the consequences of your actions still remain. Get up and try, do your best, my friend. Don't have no fear. Get up and shine like the sun over stormy seas. Many times you lose your way, it's okay now. Jah is the captain of your boat.
Life,
your life.
No have no money, everything alright.
So give thanks for life,
joy it is to be alive. So just live your life. Life. Yeah, just go and live your life.
Well, I am not now go work with no pagan. That's some mistake from day one. On them card of a Satan, spread them out like vegan, yeah. Chicks find your mind just for distract your meditation. See them through my third eye lens, not talking about no Ray-Ban, wow. Give thanks for the fruits and vegetation. A lot of people in this world, them living on medication, wow. But Jaja never say no. We block a reverence, say your prayer, make the blessings flow, yeah. I'll be the first to say, I'm gonna live my life today. Pure and clean.
All right, live your life, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell, and it's time to say goodbye for this week. A big thank you to a bunch of folks, Haruna Galandanchi, for that exciting interview. Also, Kwame Ofori, Ifani, and JB from Jomian and the Uklos. Hope you come back again next week, Friday at 0900 and Saturdays and Sundays, 900, 1520, and 2200 UTC. Peace and love, Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa.
Choco Choco, La Machine, David Gastro, Decoder.
Solo le.